Finally, a public square in Rohnert Park. Approval last night, and Mayor of Rohnert Park, Pam Stafford, is here. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I am well. Congratulations on your re-election.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, hard to believe the election was just last week. So much has happened since then.
I know, it's been a long week, huh?
It really has been a long week. But last night, really what could turn out to be a very historic meeting of the City Council and approving the huge redevelopment plan to build that downtown square.
It was one of the most exciting things I think the city has done forever. Our citizens want, the people in our community want a downtown, and the opportunity to have it has been amazing. So that we were so excited last night. People were cheering afterwards when the vote was done.
Yeah, that doesn't happen nearly often enough, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and I would think one of the challenges in your city would be, where do you put that thing? You know, where do you put, you know, a public square
right
in the center of town? And it sounds like you figured that out.
Well, the opportunity arose when State Farm moved out. I mean, that kind of opportunity doesn't happen to cities where you have a downtown just kind of produce itself. They're usually grown organically, and we are actually having one developed. So it's a pretty exciting time.
$400 million development, as a matter of fact. And what does that buy, Matt, Pam?
Pardon me?
What does that buy, that $400 million?
Well,
what's it going to look like?
We're going to have 460 residential units, 140,000 square feet of retail, and 130,000 square feet of office, and a 156 room hotel. So it's a great plan, and we're really excited about it.
How will it change Rohnert Park, do you think?
Well, having a downtown gives you a center for people. It gives you opportunities. It's going to be La Lima, who is the developer, is going to be controlling it, so they will bring in some great restaurants and shops and different opportunities like that, so that maybe we will draw from the county and people will come to Rohnert Park. We have a downtown. We will have a downtown.
Yeah, it's a destination location. That's what you're looking for. And this really is the way that all cities are going to go, don't you think, in terms of what would be considered high-density housing near
the
SMART train?
And the fact that our SMART train station is right there is just the cherry on top. It's just wonderful that it's going to be such a transit-oriented building.
Location, location, location.
Exactly.
That's what they continue to say. And, of course, one of the questions is anytime any sort of housing consideration is up for grabs in Sonoma County, how much will be affordable housing?
Well, we actually have 15 affordable units, and we took into account the surrounding area and how many affordable units we have in the very close proximity to that area, so that we are definitely meeting the demands for our city and for what we need in Rohnert Park.
Yeah, one of the few places that could say that, I think, in
it is
Sonoma
one of the
County.
Few places.
Yeah.
We actually are meeting our numbers for low, very low, and moderate income housing. So we're pretty excited about that, too.
Talk about the name of it, Pam.
Station Avenue.
Station Avenue.
Yes, it's built. It's obviously built around the SMART train. That's the whole concept. Is the SMART train bringing people in through the SMART train? Hopefully, people living in the downtown area and commuting to their jobs with the SMART train. It's just all built around the transit-oriented, you know, idea, that we have people who don't necessarily have to drive far away. They can just hop on the train and get to work.
And let's talk about the timeline for this huge project.
Well, they're starting with the commercial area first and the hotel area, and they expect to have that up by fall of 2020. So they've been working on a really tight timeline. They only bought the property 1 year ago.
Wow.
And so they've done a lot of work.
That's unheard
in 1 year.
Of. for a developer to buy a piece of property and 1 year later you get approval to develop it. That's very unusual. Very unusual. And it really goes to the need that your city of Roner Park feels like they have in terms of
It's meeting a great need, and we're just very excited about it.
Well, it'll be fun to watch the development, that's for sure. And Station Avenue will be the name of it in Roner Park. And congratulations on a unanimous vote by the city council last night.
It was unanimous. We were all very excited.
All right, very good. And, of course, we'll talk lots about this as we move through the process. And Mayor Stafford, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right, that is Mayor Pam Stafford of Roner Park talking about, that beautiful downtown area that they imagine where State Farm used to be.